Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday. I am Litty Lit, your host. Yes, welcome. Ha, we got some hot music for you. We're going to start it off with that magic, NDRE. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Magic.
Wet Wet Wednesday.
The way he touches
that
me
magic,
is so
baby.
Spiritual. He's so yeah. Everything. He's a miracle. I've been searching all my life for someone like him. And all this time I thought that he was just a friend. But not just anybody can touch my body. And then he came along and he showed me pleasure like I never know. You would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an apple.
Not all slow, but sexy for sure. cup of music. Hey, if you want to hang with me tonight, Miss Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable on the ones and twos, waiting for the rest of the Monstars, DJ Monster and Jazzy B, you can hit me at 563-999-3411. Remember, this is all about May, Masturbation Month. Here, I'm going to give you some tips. Why? Because Miss Unbelievable can do that. We got things I'm going to be spending all night to get you in that mood. I'm telling you, it could be some oldies, some goodies, and some indie artists. Because that's how Litty Lit do. Looks like I got DJ E Monster here. But before he get here, I'm about to play something for us. Johnny Gill, Soul of a Woman.
The soul of a woman.
Strong connection, unlike anything I ever seen. Feels like the right direction.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Yeah. The warmth of your affection, I feel it washing over me. You got all my attention.
Cause you're next to me, love you next to me.
Johnny Gill, soul of a woman. A few more. Kissy Lee, Close the Door, up next. Here we go.
Wet, Wet Wednesday, online radio, with the Roar, and tonight, the Ooh-wee!
Babe, I got nothing. I just wanna see if you can change my way. I got bad habits, can you show me how to act? I'll cook some tacos, clean the kitchen.
Yeah. play. If you come to my place, when you come to my place. Inside. Relax your body, baby, and let the ceiling set the vibe. It's 2 in the morning, mom, it's time to let go. And you know I got my beat game going, oh. I'm on the scene, eyes looking like some high beams. Your outfit is driving me crazy from the curves I've seen. This is your everything in one drink and one night. Take it to that place in life and kiss your body with this ice. E-Monster, baby, don't need much time to set the vibe.
She ain't playing. I got more for you tonight because it's National Masturbation Month and I want to set the mood for you just right. Yes, yes, baby. How you doing?
I'm monstrous. You already know. You over here setting the mood. You said you didn't bust it right. Well, you done busted it wide open now. The mood's been set. Mm-hmm. Wet, wet Wednesday. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. What's up, DJ Litty Lit? I shouldn't have gave you that name. Now you're going to be a motherfucking DJ. I committed. I don't make competition for my damn self. You know, one of our fans hit me up and was like, I love DJ Litty Lit. I said, what the fuck? What? Wait, what? No, Kevin. No, baby.
But I learned from the best, though. I mean, we've been rocking this thing for some years now. I better know how to handle the ones and twos. If not,
you're outshining the master, goddammit. Yes, you are.
I'm holding
the
damn
principles to this, there's rules to this shit.
I'm holding the damn. I'm just holding it down. You know, I'm like, you know, because if I'm whack, I don't want nobody to be like, why you got Litty Lit up on there by herself? She whack ass shit. See, I don't want to hear that. See, then I'll be like, did you hear what they said about me? I'm whack. But if they say I'm banging, I've learned from the master. See, you know what I'm saying? All right.
We know it's masturbation week, but come on, let's stop stroking you. Let's get to Wet Wet Wednesday. What we on tonight?
I'm stroking you. Don't you feel me? We on our masturbation topic.
He said, I'm stroking you. Don't you feel me? All right, so it's masturbation month. I mean, who comes up with this shit? I mean, I'm just saying, out of all the shit they come up with, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, who the fuck was the one to come up with masturbation month? You was a lonely son of a bitch on an island somewhere and said, you know what? I need a holiday. I need some type of excitement to touch myself. I've been touching myself all week. I need an excitement. Well, what's the reason? I don't know. It's a holiday. Masturbation month. So are we supposed to masturbate for 30 days? Is this some type of weight loss type shit? Detox?
It helps?
I mean...
detox these nuts or, you know, this coochie. You know, I mean, hey, just imagine You'll be busting at night.
We should be fucking a winner.
To
finally.
Know yourself.
Boop.
Hey. You won't be disappointed unless you don't know what you're doing, and we're here to guide you to a successful bust.
I'm not guiding you shit. You're going to have to wing it. You're going to have to wing it fucking with me. If you don't know how to fucking satisfy, you're going to have to wing it. I'm not giving no guide. DJ Litty Lit over there, unbelievable Litty Lit, she going to guide you through this masturbation quarantine. Hells to no, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do it. That's not on my job title. I'm supposed to be a DJ, radio host. I'm not coaching nobody on how to fucking stroke yourself. We gonna leave it at that. I might give you some tips. You can go buy you a doll. There's some other thing. you can go buy you. And I actually seen a freaking blow up doll for women. We'll get back to that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I had something else. I had a point at this while I was on my little rant, but I got distracted by the damn blow up doll. You know, my attention span is like, oh, there we go. So, I mean, what do you do? Or how do you handle it if you prematurely come and you masturbating? You know, ladies be like, oh, he came too quick. He premature ejaculated. And shit. Well, I mean, does it count when you masturbating? Do you still get mad or are you happy? I mean, I don't know.
You got to be mad at yourself. So you're going to have to learn how to do the stroking too. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to learn how to create your own rhythms as well. So if you're going too fast, hell yeah, you're going to ejaculate fast. But if you're creating a rhythm that you want to last long and then you pace yourself, then you know, then you're bust. You can't be mad at yourself how fast you let yourself go.
Okay.
You got to create a rhythm with the fingers. And you got to know where the finger position placement is. You got to know how many strokes of the hand, if you're, you know, rubbing and stroking the penis, you got to know, you know, if I pull too hard here, if I go too here. I mean, you got to know. I mean, give it a count. When you get to 20, 25, time it, you know, oh, that's a minute and a half, and then let it go. I'm just saying there's an art to this.
I was going to say, obviously, there's no conversation like a testimony. Because your whole vibrations changed when you said, oh, you use two fingers and you got to learn how to rub it right. It's the rhythm. You know,
it's
like Miss Nasty was talking about Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. I mean, wow. Okay. I don't know. We could throw some spice in there, too. I mean, how about, have you ever did this? How do they call it? Is it called a hand job when, you know, you masturbate somebody else? Is that what it's called, hand job? Shit like, okay, a hand job. You ever just did a hand job? Just, like, did my point is, have you ever did foreplay and just left it at foreplay? Maybe just to tease you for later. Say, like, okay, this is, you know, right now. You understand what I'm saying? Or, like, you know, gave somebody a head and then be like, oh, I'm going to finish it off later.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, there I love
go.
Doing a hand job when the person is driving. Or, like, if we're in the back seat and the other's, like, a couple of people in the car and, like, they're driving. I like to start, you know, doing a hand job, you know, with other people in the car. And, you know, because it's like, what you doing? There's people here. I'm like, shh. And then you, like, put your jacket on top of it. Shh. You know, you got to just go with it. It's almost like when you in, like, the theater and you just like, just go with it. You know, yeah. So, absolutely. I love doing that. I love spontaneously, like, just filling on my guy's penis when we're at the eating dinner, you know, be like, I'll be right back, you know, get up underneath that table, rub it, you know, let him know that's mine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just a reminder, that's mine right there. You see this? She's calling her. Yeah, just to know.
Right.
And I'm always ready with the wipe, you know, to wipe it up. Because I got my whole bag. Because I talked to y'all about my whole bag. I got my whole bag. So I just reach down there and get the wipe. You know,
not
wipe
the
it
whole
on
bag.
Out. Wash it. We talked about the whole bag.
Can we call
you gotta
it something
take the whole
else,
bag.
Can we call it something else? Because that's just not
okay.
To me, I mean, I don't know. I'm old school. You know what I mean? Like, these new cats today, you say Tatiana, whole slut. These little motherfuckers dick get hard. You say hoe around me, my shit will jump out the window. You understand me?
Okay.
We gotta call it. I don't know. We'll call it a monkey bag, moose knuckle bag, my getting it in bag. Diamond in the rough. I don't. We can come up with something, but let's not call it a hoe bag.
Okay, but that's how I know it as because hoes carry it around when they done. You know, doing the John. So I don't know what else to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how else to call it because it has all your essentials in there to help you out to go to the, you know what I'm saying? You know, so you, I don't know what you want to call it. Let's poll the people. Monstars, we're going to poll you. What should we call the ready bag? We call it the ready bag, the whole bag. You know, I don't know, you know. Just saying.
Overnight bag. Overnight bag. My sex luggage.
That requires
clothes.
Overnight bag got clothes and toothpaste. No, you don't need that. You need a towel, baby wipes.
I think we need a song.
All right. I got one ready for y'all.
No,
I got one. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we're going to play his, and then we're going to back up with mine. Go ahead, DJ.
Look here, little lady. I'm the DJ.
I know, but this is a good song. This is a good
run
one.
The music. We just gonna play the music.
Okay.
I got. Let's. Woosa. Future baby mama, trademark key. Wait, Wednesday.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Lord, this woman.
Everything all good. 24/7 birthdays. Yeah. Don't let the talk round town bring you down, they just extra. Don't converse with these lanes, they just trying to finesse you. Can't nobody else even handle you. I'm just trying to put my hands on you. There she go, looking like my future baby mama. Can't nobody do your body like my body, I'm sorry. Yo mama know what it is, I'm about to give her all of her grandkids. Give you my last name. You can tell the world my baby the best, number one in the nation. Yeah, I heard they hate him, but what they really saying, your mama gon' know about our sexual relations. When I come up to a front door singing, there she goes,
looking like my future
like
baby,
my
mama.
Baby
can't
mama.
Nobody do your body like my baby, I'm sorry.
Your picture in a frame.
You can tell the
There she go, looking like my
looking like my future baby mama.
Nobody do your body like my
baby.
Body.
I'm sorry.
Your mama know what it is.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to give her all of her grandkids.
Ooh.
Wet. Splashy Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What you got, Litty Lit? Huh? What you got?
Self.
Oh, damn. She put out the heavy hitter.
Yeah, baby.
I don't like you right now.
Oh.
Life.
Well, damn. Well, well, Wednesday, DJ Litty Lit, trying to be DJ Witty Wit. okay, you had to pull out the big hitter. All right.
Uh-huh.
So during
uh-huh.
this quarantine, how many of y'all are having meetings in your office? Look, everybody's eyebrows just went up, eyes popped open and shit. Look, during the quarantine, how many of y'all is having a meeting in your office? Whoa. Look, I'm over here doing a little shack shimmy and shit. my bad. Go ahead, Litty Lit. What we on tonight, Wet Wednesday, yeah, what we pushing and pulling on.
no pun intended. But you was asking that question, you know, have you ever did hand jobs, you know, to your man or to your woman? Have you? I mean, you asked small the question, but have you?
Why everybody looking at me? We supposed to be asking the people, not asking me. I'm gonna ask, come up with a question to ask myself.
Have you?
We can talk about it here in a little bit. Let's see what. Oh, damn, we are close. We deep into the show. We way deep.
We deep deep. We balls deep
okay.
in. Balls.
Okay.
Deep.
Okay. Okay. Shit. All right. Cool then. Sir.
Oh, please sound so working. This is not. I mean, you sound like, sure, I'm just going to take this job, and sure, I'm just going to, you know, sound like I sound for sure. Like, seriously? Like, that's not convincing. But,
that's one of them answers when somebody be like, don't I owe you some money? You'd be like, sure. Yes or sure. No. Yeah, you owe me some money. I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, you owe me some money.
let's do that one.
I mean, yes, I have. Like, one of the things I like is anticipation, excitement, pushing it to the limit. Those are the type of things I like, you know, during sexual encounters, things like that. I like it to be turned up. I know a lot of people like to be super duper relaxed. There's a time for that with me, too, but I like excitement. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm into doing things to prepare for later. I'm into doing things that make you anticipate me later. I like to do things where that motherfucking coochie is just, the punani is just waiting on me. You know what I mean? When I get to it, it's dripping, drip. Like, come on, like now. Like, it's throbbing, waiting on me. So, yes, I would. You know what I mean? I might play with her a little bit, like you said, in the car or in the kitchen, or, you know, while she's watching a movie, I might rub one out on her, you know what I mean? Wait till she, and then she'd be like, come on, I'd be like, no, you gotta wait till later. You can't, my kitchen is closed. You dig? My kitchen is closed until 10:15, and I will not give up the dick until 10:15. You dig? It builds an anticipation. It builds an excitement. I don't know how to say. It's like Christmas when I whip that motherfucker out. So you know,
that's how
it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yes, I do it. You know what I mean? I rub you out a little bit, like you said, play with you in the car, that type of shit. You know what I mean? So I can use that, you know, masturbating somebody else or hand job, you know, in my favor. But you know, I'm not gonna hand job you and then jump right on you. Nah, I'm gonna hand job your ass and make you wait.
Right, give you that look like, yeah.
No, I give you that look like, is that a puddle in my palm? Like, really? Did you just bust all in my hand? Like, come on, mama.
And then we then we go to the whole bag and give you your stuff. Like, hold on, babe, I got you. And give me your, you know. Trying to tell you, you got to be ready in season and out of season.
Remember, we're not calling it whole
I mean,
bag,
to get ready
on.
Back. To get
Stay
ready
plugged.
Back. Get ready back.
Your sex luggage. Okay, ready bag. I say your sex luggage.
Sex luggage. Ready bag, sex luggage.
No, I mean, how about you? You hand job somebody before.
Yeah, but then, you know, what I do when they bust, I put it in my mouth before I wipe it off.
You a cheater. You a cheater. You cheating little motherfucker.
like doing the little lick on your hands, like, yes, that was delicious, baby. Mm-hmm.
See.
You know, because,
That's why that's why all your man's ex-girlfriends don't like you, just for that reason. Now, I don't know why they don't like me. I know why they don't like your ass. Mistake it in my mouth. Okay.
And they don't like me because, like, I don't have, like, no ex guy have that I mess with. Like, we still cool. They be like, I want your
watch. Can I get a back rub?
Can I get a back rub? Sure.
Right.
Let me heat up that oil for you. You want the full body massage with the oils, or you just want the regular? Like, what? There's levels to the rub? There's levels. Front to the back, you know, what? So, yeah. So, yeah, I goes in. Like, I want you to know that there's no limit to this. Like, you the man. Like, if I'm all up on you, yes, you gonna know it. I'm gonna be freaky in front of folks. If not in front of folks, I'm gonna be like, yeah. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, okay.
You better know it. But,
okay,
I got
so
a
that
question.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question. You know, because it's Masturbation Month, and like I said, all Wet Wet Wednesday, we're gonna be having this lovely conversation. Have you ever, you know, pleasing yourself, like, got honey, warmed some honey up, got some honey, got some chocolate, and, you know, rubbed it on yourself, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, to have that sensation and then, you know, lick it. You know, have you ever, like, used edible stuff on yourself to know if you like it if someone else did it? Have you ever, you know, used any edibles, how do I say it, on yourself?
Oh. Okay, hold on.
Sugar?
Did you just say masturbation and you put fruit and shit on yourself?
Yeah,
wait, what?
Yeah. You know, like, cut the pineapple and put it on your, you know, and I'm just saying, you know, because I know us women, you know, we use different flavors of stuff. And, you know, we go to, you know, just different lubes that are, you know, flavored or something. Do you? Or are y'all just old school lotion? That's it. Like,
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I just realized I'm one of them. I'm not about that life. I just realized I'm not about that life. I thought I was thugging and bugging. I'm not about that life. I'm just saying, I thought I was, you know, I thought. Come to find out, I'm a Tekashi like a motherfucker. No. I'm finna yell my way about this bitch. She said, but that's interesting, though. I mean, and okay. Ladies, you tell me if this is sexy. I don't know, because I couldn't do it. I'm just saying it, but it might be sexy. I don't know. I'm too old school. Like, y'all got to tell me what's cool and what's not, because a lot of shit to me seems suspect. So if a dude, like we talking about, you said, it's Masturbation Month. She talking about putting fucking, like you do with somebody else, fucking honey,
yeah,
whipped cream,
like,
and shit on
you. Like, you're setting the mood for yourself. Yeah.
Okay. So, ladies, if a dude, Masturbation Month, puts whipped cream on his dick, plays with it, and you say, you know what you do with the whipped cream, and he start licking the whipped cream, is that sexy to you?
I mean, you know.
Is that sexy to you? He take the whipped cream, play it himself, and then
he put it
up.
Uh-huh. And he's putting it all, and then I lick it off his face. Yes, because I'm going to finish what you don't fit, what you don't use. I'm going to finish. Yes, and lick it off your lips. Absolutely.
You know what?
That's fucking lutely.
We're going to play a song.
His face, huh?
And we're going to bring it back. We're going to play a song. We're going to bring it back right after that. Mm-hmm. I just realized you're a litty freak. It is what it is. Oh, Lord. This is Vanessa T. Lace.
What?
Come home. I said, I just realized you're a freak. I said, you're a freak. I just realized that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This is called Tonight. Wet. Whipped cream. Masturbation Wednesday.
Lick it all up.
I know just how you like it. And I got something exciting in store. Knocking at the door, greeting you and nothing but a flower. Follow me into the kitchen. And you know I made dinner, but I'd rather skip straight to dessert. It's sweet and irresistible, the mood is right. All we're missing is an HD device. Turn on the red light, you can call it special. Tonight I'm gonna cater to you. We're gonna make a movie tonight. We're gonna record. All in no cost. Cause tonight you wear a real boss. Now baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off. Baby, take a load off. Girl, just take a load off.
That's Finesse and T-Lace from the Twin Cities on a wet, wet Wednesday. That's called Tonight. So, I am unbelievable. Somebody going to put on here, they going to say, don't play no more music. Y'all keep talking. Some guy talking about he masturbate into our conversation. Motherfucker. I hope you blow a tire. I'm just going to say that.
Well, let me
get check it up right now. No,
let me give
him
a tip.
Not right.
Let me
no,
give him a tip.
No tip.
Let me.
No, no.
Come on, I'm gonna give him a tip.
No, no.
If you want,
no,
come on,
no,
let
no,
me give
no,
him a tip.
No, 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 no. You're not gonna get yours off while I'm over here working. I don't care who he is. He's not gonna bust one while I'm over here working.
Yes.
And he over there working.
But
no,
I'm pretty
no,
sure.
I hope he.
I'm pretty
no,
sure he won't
blow,
do this one.
I hope.
But I'm pretty
I
sure
hope
he
blow.
He won't do
I
this
hope
one.
He blow a motherfucking tire. I hope he get a hole in the side of his dick while he's doing it. I hope when you squirt, I hope it come out like a whale blowhole.
Hey! This is wet Wednesday. We're supposed to give them what they need. Come on, man! Stop sounding like a hater right now.
I'm not sounding like a hater. Don't be having me working while you working to me, talking, tell me don't play no more music. tell me how to do my job. The fuck?
Hey,
fuck out of here.
Come back.
Mm-mm.
Come back.
Mm-mm. Hope you blow a hole out the side of your dick. Kind of like a bike tire just fizzing.
Sir.
Hell. What?
Let me give him, I'm going to give him a tip. It's called prostate to prostate. I want you to hit your G-spot, sir. I want you to travel down a road you ain't traveled down before. But this will get an erotic zone that you ain't never had before. I want you to slowly guide your finger through your butthole and try rubbing it. It may not be easy the first time, but practice, because practice makes perfect. Be careful not to poke too hard, but just rub it. Use some good lubrication to just rub it and rub it and rub it. Gently insert your finger back and forth. Yeah, hit your G-spot, sir. Try that. I'll put you to work.
What you looking at me for? How y'all conversation?
Because you
Cause
you're quiet. Because you're quiet. Because
you're
quiet.
You know
I'm
how
done.
I feel? You know how
I'm
I feel
done.
About motherfuckers sticking fingers in booty holes. I'm just saying, keep your finger out my booty. Have y'all conversation. I don't got shit to do
some
with that.
Some people may like the booty hole action. Some people, I mean, have you ever had it done or done? I mean, you don't know. It's not like you're like jabbing it up your butt. No, you're just around the, you know, the hole. You're not inserting yourself all the way up in there, sir. Unless you want the banana up there, then that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother level of freakiness.
No, I don't know why you're talking to me. I don't know why you're talking to me. Don't look at me when you're talking about bananas in the butthole. I don't want the banana in the tailpipe.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you because you got to say
don't look at me.
Cool,
you're talking to them. She's talking to y'all. She's not talking to me. She's talking to y'all. I don't need coaching on this shit. Smack the shit out your ass. I'll get 30 days fucking around to your touch my
booty. Hey. That's,
I don't give a fuck.
That's tomorrow for Comic Cafe. Come on. Jesus.
Woo-star.
I'm just saying.
You went ugly on Wet Wednesday.
You got it ugly. I was just trying to give some tips to, you know, get him to the ecstasy of something that's totally different, you know, and you just, you know what, I'm trying to get you to the 20th century, sir. You are definitely not coming. You're not coming, but I'm going to try to help them to get there. You know, let Miss Unbelievable, Miss Litty Lit, get them there. Even though you ain't going, let me get somebody else to go. You may not like your butthole action, but I know a lot of people who like their buttholes touched, caressed, licked, ate out. So, hey, you got to give them the next thing for them to do to enjoy that time.
Well, I'm just going to put a disclaimer right now. If you are Miss Unbelievable's friend, I don't want to meet your motherfucking ass. Get in, you little booty-eating, booty-finger motherfucker. I don't want to meet you. So don't you be coming up to me talking about some hard. I know Miss Unbelievable. Get your nasty booty finger booty. I'm just playing. Oh, shit.
Stop
like, I know people.
I'm just
now,
giving
every time
out.
Every time I meet one of your friends, I'll be like, are you the one that he booty? I'm not shaking your hand with coronavirus. Wakanda forever. That's what I'm doing. That's what us black folks do. If y'all don't know, stop trying to shake black folks' hand. We don't do that shit no more. No, we do Wakanda forever. That's how we say hello now. We walk up and we do the Wakanda forever. So if you trying to come up to somebody from the urban city, don't shake my hand. Don't try to dap me. Don't try to fist bump me. Don't touch me, motherfucker. Wakanda forever. You dig? That's how we do
it. No, because he's going to think you trying to get to his booty. But I'm going to tell y'all now, you can tap. My booty is wide open. So if y'all want to play with a touch it, come on. If y'all want to lick it, eat it, come on. Because that shit feels delicious. Delicious.
It just smell like a fart. As soon as you said that, I smelled a fart. Okay, what else are we on a Wednesday? Let's get off of the booty. Let's get off of the booty. I'm feeling sensitive. What else are we on Wet Wednesday?
It's masturbation night. We on that.
Okay, masturbation. It is quarantine.
We own it and we
so.
In it.
Okay.
Poof.
So how? I mean, okay.
What?
Run with it then. Run with it, I guess. That's the base of my.
Yes.
Shit, I guess what are some other ways, I mean, to talk about masturbation? Shit, it's by yourself. Sounds like, don't sound like a conversation. Sounds like some shit you think in your head because you're by yourself. I don't know. I mean, ways, I guess you can make it exciting, like I said, like you can masturbate in front of each other. You know what I mean? Wish I could find my song Sexting. You know what I mean? Because you can be sexting, sex chat.
Uh-huh.
Now that we got face chat, what's that shit called? The thing that's like Facebook and Instagram, all that shit that's like, that used to be the freak shit. If your man or your girl had this, you knew they was on some freak shit. The one where the message only lasts a day. Snapchat.
Oh, but that
there
comes
we go.
Snapchat, but that now you can yeah, that's not a good one to use. But you know what'd be a fun one to use nowadays?
Fun.
House Party.
What's that? House Party? I never heard of it.
House Party is when other people can come check in on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it could be like a whole bunch of people just touching themselves. It could be like a nice little orgy going
Are you
on
kidding?
House Party.
Oh my God. That's some freak. Now this is what we should have been talking about instead of the booty. They got a thing. Damn, can you imagine that? Fucking group. Oh, damn. And or group. Oh my goodness, just blew my whole head, just the top of my head just blew off. Boom.
We got what 2 minutes. We gonna say that one for next week.
Oh damn.
I got your mind going. I know.
Right.
Yes, baby. I'm going to need you to get that song ready. If not, I got one to close us out. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Y'all come back with us next week because next Thursday, next Wednesday, it's going down. I'm going to tell y'all how we can do this on House Party. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Huh. Okay, so go ahead. I'm gonna work. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the book author Miss Unbelievable. The book Soul of Me Speaks. You can find it at soulofmespeaks.com. Also brought to you by Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. You can find more about us over at monstarsradio.com. We have a 24-hour stream that's like fire all those other places. But ours is totally free. If you're an artist, if you want to get your music in our rotation for our Monstars 24-hour stream, we do pay out licensing. You can submit your music to support at monstarsradio.com. I believe the link is over on our page. So make sure you check that out. Like I said, tomorrow's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved. Even if it is a two-piece biscuit. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. And we also got Friday Night Live where we got, I don't know, she might get fired, DJ Liddy Lit, and we're going to keep it juking. So all right, let's see, any last words before we get up out of here?
Let's get it, let's go, tomorrow night.
Okay, that's what it do. So here's my song on the way up out of here. It's called Sexting. Some of y'all are going to be doing it because you can't go out during the quarantine. And I had some slick shit, but I'm going to leave it alone. That wasn't sexy. It was funny, but it pissed somebody off. All right, it was a side piece joke, but we're going to leave it alone. So, all right, this is me and Dub Nietzsche, Sexton. Enjoy the night. If you don't do nothing else, wake up monstrously.
I can't get enough, I can't get enough. Wait, wait. do if she was right here? Close my heart, hope to die, this bitch is fly. I'm asking questions, sex to back, like where, when, and why. Who, what, fascinated by the butt? Telling her how when I see her, I'm gonna put it up in her gut. No disrespect, I ain't trying to play you like no club. I'm gonna say that I'm fascinated and a nigga wanna cut. So then here, if you get a reference, plain call her butt. We've been sexing all night, so there's nothing else to discuss.
While he on the road and you doing shows, it can get lonely waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language with every position. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS'd away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's
on the phone.